Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed. If you enjoy the stories, please consider supporting the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. And new episodes are released on Tuesdays. Today's story is I Sold My Virginity to the Highest Bidder. By the time most girls are turning 20, they've had at least one sexual partner, and more than likely, more than that. I decided early on that I wasn't going to give my virginity away to just anyone. I wasn't even going to give it for love. I had something better in mind for me. I wanted to make sure I was able to go to college without being in debt. My parents were never going to have the money or credit to help me pay. So I knew if I wanted to achieve my dreams, I would have to come up with my own way. I was 15 when I came up with the idea. I had been watching the news and there had been a story about a girl auctioning off her virginity. The site that unknowingly hosted the auction shut it down before the bidding was complete. I was shocked to see how much men were willing to pay to have sex with a virgin. I knew I would have to wait until I was older, so I wouldn't be doing something that would potentially trap a man into having sex with a minor. I had decided that I would wait until I was 20. For some reason, that felt like the perfect age. It was hard saving myself, especially when my body started changing and it literally craved sex. Plus, there was peer pressure and pressure from guys I dated. More than once, my relationships ended because I wouldn't put out and they found someone that would. My birthday was tomorrow, and I had already started fishing for the man that would take my virginity. I had found an underground site on the web where you could advertise things that were unconventional and not accepted by mainstream bidding companies. At midnight tonight, the bidding would end and the winning bidder would be revealed. I was so nervous and excited at the same time. The bids had already passed $30,000, and the closer it came to the end, the faster it climbed. I was able to watch in real time through my special login. I would be presenting myself to the winner tomorrow night at a hotel that wasn't too far from my town, but far enough away that no one would recognize me. It came down to the last minutes. I could barely breathe. My heart was beating so fast. My palms felt sweaty. And I was afraid I might faint. And then it happened. The time was up, and there was now a winner of my virginity. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the winning bid. For $250,000, my virginity was now promised to a man named Charles. I screamed and jumped up, knocking my chair to the floor. I not only had enough money for college, I had enough to get a good start in life now. I wish my parents had the money to pay for me to go to college, but with them being alcoholics, that was never going to happen. My dad could barely keep a job, and my mom wasn't any better. Even if they could, I'm sure the amount I'm getting for my virginity surpasses anything I would have gotten had they had money. I went to bed that night super excited and a bit nervous. Everything was already set up for the night I would be giving my virginity to this man. Tomorrow night, we will be meeting at a very high-end hotel. I will be arriving before him to get changed into a cute pink baby doll nightie I bought for the night. After we are done and the proof is presented, the money that is now being held in escrow will be transferred into my account. The proof will be the blood that will stain the sheets. The next morning, I awoke early. I had so much to do to get ready for that night. I had a nail, hair, and wax appointment. I took a quick shower, threw on some sweats, and headed out to grab some breakfast and hit up my first appointment. It was early afternoon when I made it back home. I went to my room to change and pack my things for the hotel and to open the bottle of wine I had gotten to help me relax. I was ready more than an hour before the town car was scheduled to pick me up. My stomach was all butterflies when I got the text that the car was outside. Taking one last look at myself in the mirror, I took a big breath to calm my nerves. I picked up my bag and headed towards the door. The driver was cute and dressed in a gray suit. He took my bag and opened the door for me. I slid into the back seat where I nervously sat as the driver drove in silence. I turned to look out the window and watch the passing scenery. It started to calm my nerves and I began to daydream about what the night was going to be like. Before I knew it, we were pulling up to the front of a massive, beautiful hotel. A man came to my door and opened it for me. He took my bags and accompanied me into the foyer to retrieve my room key. He then showed me to the room and explained how to call for room service and what time checkout was. "I'm sure I won't be staying the entire night," I thought to myself. After he left, I unpacked my bag and began the finishing tasks I needed to complete before the winner arrived to claim his prize. I first touched up my hair, pulling it up into pigtails, and then I touched up my makeup. I then changed into the sexy pink baby doll nightie. I had even brought a pink lollipop to suck on for Mr. Charles. It was almost time for him to arrive. My nerves were on edge and so many things were going through my head. I wondered if I was going to enjoy my first time. I wondered if he was going to be gentle or rough. I especially wondered if he had a big dick and if it was going to hurt. I heard my phone chime as I got a text. It was a message letting me know my winner would be arriving in less than 10 minutes. Instantly, my stomach felt like it was full of butterflies. I walked over and crawled up on the bed and sat back against the plush pillows. I unwrapped the lollipop and began sucking on it while I waited for Mr. Charles to arrive. I was lost in thought when I heard the sound of the door being unlocked with the key card. My heart felt like it stopped as I watched the door slowly swing open. I didn't know what to say, so I stayed silent while he stood there taking in the view of me. After about a minute, he seemed to remember he was standing in the doorway with the door still open. He stepped all the way in and let the door close behind him. "You are absolutely breathtaking," he said, stepping further into the room and closer to the bed. I smiled shyly and replied, "You're not bad looking either." He really wasn't. He was older and very distinguished looking. I started sucking on the sucker again to help distract myself. I was so nervous. I didn't know if I should get up to greet him or if I should stay in the bed. I knew my legs would be a bit shaky from my nervousness, so I decided to stay where I was. I watched as he took off his business jacket and draped it over the side of a chair. He walked over and sat on the edge of the bed. "Are you nervous?" he asked while gently brushing a couple pieces of hair out of my face. "Extremely," I answered truthfully, while looking down at my hand holding the almost gone sucker. He slowly took the sucker from my hand and set it on the side table. "I can imagine. I don't want you to worry. I'm going to be very gentle with you. I want to make sure you feel just how much pleasure a woman can experience from a man." I looked him in the eyes and I could see he was being sincere. His thoughtfulness and kindness helped me to relax and feel more at ease. I held my breath as he took my chin in his hand and softly tipped my face up. He slowly lowered his lips to mine. He brushed his lips across mine, gently pushing his tongue into my mouth. I felt a heat building inside my stomach while he tasted and caressed every area of the inside of my mouth. I felt lost in his kiss and didn't even realize he had laid me back on the bed until I felt his hand sliding the strap of my nightie off my shoulder. He moved his lips from mine and kissed down my neck. His kisses sent more heat straight down into my stomach. He slipped the other strap down, exposing the swell of the top of my breasts. His kisses travel down my collarbone and continue down to the exposed area of my breasts. His lips felt so sensual. Everywhere they touched tingled and sent waves of pleasure through my body. I could feel the hardness of my nipples and heaviness of my breasts. I was craving to feel his lips on my sensitive, hard nipples. Even though this was my first time, my body seemed to know what it wanted. And I got what I wanted. He pushed my breast up with one hand while his lips found the hard nipple through the lacy fabric. Ooh, it was so hot to feel the heat and wetness of his mouth through the fabric as he teased my nipple. The heat in my stomach was now spreading lower down between my legs. I almost lost it when I felt the cool air on my sensitive nipples as Charles pulled my nightie further down, exposing my breasts. I was always self-conscious about my breast size. Since they weren't that big, I was only a B cup. I was afraid he was going to ridicule me like some women who have large breasts have done, and some guys, but he didn't. He didn't even seem to notice, or he didn't care, as it looked and felt like he was really enjoying sucking on them. I had heard that real men don't care about breast size and that boys are the only ones that care about stupid things like that. Oh my God, it was like there was a direct line from my nipples down to the heat between my legs. Every lick, suck, and caress sent more heat to my already overheated area. Now I was craving for him to touch me there. I was surprised at how much my body was responding to his touch and kisses. I kind of thought, especially since I didn't know him, that I wasn't going to enjoy it, but that was definitely not the case. I wanted him to touch more of me and to see all of me. It felt like my eyes were rolling back in my head when I felt his mouth close over my bare nipple. My back arched on its own as he took his time teasing each of my nipples with his mouth. My hips were moving up and down in rhythm with his caresses. I can't wait to taste that sweet virgin pussy of yours, he said and lifted his head from my breasts. I think it's time we take this off of you, Charles said and pulled my nightie up over my head. He didn't take my panties off. Instead, he kissed a trail from my breast down my stomach. He kissed over the top of my panties when he reached my mound. I felt him bite onto them and pull. I lifted my ass to help and watched while he pulled my panties down with his teeth. I was so turned on. I didn't even think to be shy when he pushed my legs apart. He gazed for a minute on my wet slit with such hunger in his eyes. He reached down and spread my pussy lips so he could see my untouched wet little hole that was begging to be filled. "You have got a beautiful pussy." "Yeah, you like it?" I replied. "More than you know," he said, and lowered himself between my legs. He licked me from my clit to my opening, running his tongue around the hole and back up where he sucked. For the second time, my eyes rolled back in my head. I had never felt something so amazingly good as what he was doing to me. I got a little scared when I felt a pressure building deep inside. It felt like I was going to explode. Charles then slid a finger inside my tight pussy, sending my body over the edge. I cried out as I felt an orgasm for the first time that wasn't from myself. It was way better than anything I had given myself. After lapping up my cum, Charles stood and began taking off his clothes. I lay there, feeling my body tingling from the orgasm he just gave me. I sat up on my elbow when he got down to his boxers. I had never seen a man's dick in real life, and I was more than curious to see what his looked like. My eyes widened in disbelief when I saw the size of him. "Oh my God, it's so big." "Don't be afraid. I'll be gentle with you, I promise. You're going to enjoy feeling this inside of you." I believed what he said and laid back on the pillows. I felt his hand on my legs as he pushed them apart. He climbed between my legs. I tried to relax, but my body was tense. His dick was so big, I was afraid it was going to rip me. Instead of his dick, I felt his tongue again, licking and sucking me. After a few seconds, I forgot about my fear. All I could think about was how amazing what he was doing felt. I felt the pressure starting to build again deep inside. Charles replaced his mouth with his finger, pumping in and out. I cried out as the waves of ecstasy washed over me. I felt something bigger, harder pushing into me. Oh, it was so big, but it felt so good. He held the head of his cock inside to let my body adjust to him, and so he could feel my tight little pussy squeezing him as I came. I felt him pull out a little, then push a bit further inside of me. I could feel my pussy being stretched. He pulled out again and pushed his cock real hard. I screamed as I felt a sharp pain. Oh God, you feel so good, Charles said, in between moans. He held his cock still and waited for the pain to subside. Once he felt some of the tension leave my body, he began slowly thrusting half of his cock inside of me. At first it hurt, but slowly the pain was replaced with an exquisite feeling of pleasure. The pressure that built inside of me this time was more intense than before. My moans turned to cries of pure ecstasy. Feeling my tight pussy come on his hard cock was more than Charles could take. His thrust became harder, pushing more of his cock inside of me until his body stilled. He released his hot cum deep inside my tight pussy. Oh, I had never imagined feeling a man's cum inside of you would feel so good. Charles got up to go shower. I was mortified when I noticed he had blood on his stomach, parts of his thighs, and on his dick. Seeing the look on my face, Charles smiled. Don't be embarrassed. It's natural and is exactly what I paid for. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. Remember, all stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult themed. And if you enjoy, please consider supporting the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature and come back next Tuesday for another story.